Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis, and we have a special guest here this morning. In the back room with me. It's not the studio. No, it's our remote location here at the house, here in the big, giant back room with the fireplace and all that stuff. And I want to introduce you to Robin's daughter, Brian. Good morning, Bree.
Good morning.
Doesn't she have a sweet voice? Yes, she does. Yes, she does. So it's been a week, folks. It really has. Some of you know, some of you don't know. It's not pleasant to report, but it's in a way. Robin is now at peace. No more pain, and just needed to tell you that she passed away last Sunday afternoon evening. Breen and I were there with her. And it was a long fight, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. She put up a good one. But she's happy now.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
She's with some of her favorite people.
Boy, that's for sure. That's for sure. Some of her favorite people. Some of her relatives gone on before. And some of her friends. And some of her, you know, some of her peeps. So the outpouring of support and prayers and well wishes has been overwhelming. We all have social media pages, and the width and breadth of the support and the people that she knew and loved her and said nice things about her. I mean, hundreds, probably 1,000, I would think. Given everybody, you know.
A lot of great stories and sure. How much she touched everybody or exactly. How she helped in the medical field or.
That's right. I mean.
Whatever. So it's helped.
Yep. 25 years in the medical profession at the hospitals around the area and the people that she helped and touched and, you know, saw their babies and found their cancer and, you know, that type of thing. So it was very touching, the people that worked with her, and her best friend of 40-some years is just devastated, as we all are. And, you know, at the end, the last couple of days, Saturday and Sunday, she had closest family, her sisters, her mother, brother-in-law, her
cousins
were there, her friends from work, and her goddaughter and her sister were there, and so It was all good there at the end. And whether she knew they were there or not, we were pretty sure she knew. Mm-hmm. I mean, she could hear us and couldn't necessarily respond, but, you know, it was a hard thing to do, but we did it.
And we got her nails painted. That's the one thing she wanted.
She wanted her nails painted, and on Saturday, her cousin from Southern Maryland came in and had promised her early on in the hospital that she would paint her nails the next time she'd come back, and sure enough, she did while she was in ICU. So, yeah, beautiful shade of pink, I might add.
It was.
Yeah,
I don't think the nurse liked us very much. But.
Guess what? I really don't care whether the nurse liked it or not. So, but it was a point well made, and you know, at least we had that much. Had that much going on about the end. It was nice. It was nice seeing the family there. It really was. So, so we have a caller on the line. We are going to give away some fish and tackle at the end of this month. High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman is going to supply a nice perch fishing package for some lucky winner. So we will start with that. Aaron, I think we'll change the rules a little bit. If they just call and leave their name and number, that's fine. They don't necessarily have to go on the air with me today, but if they'd like to, we'd love to hear from them. And with that, let's go to Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Hey, Aaron. Yeah, sorry for your loss.
Well, I appreciate that, Glenn. You knew her. You met her. You know,
I didn't know she had a crunch, you know, bad, real bad. I knew he said sometimes, you know, stuff with her eyes and all, but I didn't know it was anything else worse.
Oh, well, she went in 2 months ago in the hospital with flu, pneumonia, sepsis, and her immune system, her kidneys were already compromised to the point where she just couldn't shed all the fluid that built up in her lungs, and that's pretty much it, isn't it,
mm-hmm.
Brian? You know, just didn't have the strength to do it. Just her body, you know, didn't respond real well. Her blood pressure and her breathing and all that stuff didn't respond well enough to do what it took to get the fluid off. So she spent the last week in intensive care, and you know, it just we had little ups, but mostly downs, and so yeah, so was the right thing. It was so. All right, buddy.
All right, sorry for your loss.
Well, everybody's lost. What's that? What's that?
Give my condolences to the other people that I bind up them, you know, sort of.
Sure. I appreciate that. Well, Brian is right here, her daughter, so, you know, she's volunteered to come and sit with me today. Figured it might get a little rough here at times.
He's lucky I love him. I got up early.
There you go. So, Glenn, thanks again for your words. I appreciate it.
Right on. Right.
Okay.
Take care.
Yes, sir. Any callers on the line, Aaron? All right, folks. We went back, and this was from a couple of years ago. It was her birthday show. She did a birthday on June 13th of 2020, and we're going to play a few of her comments from her birthday, and some of them are pretty good. So let's start out with cut number one. And I'm joined this morning by birthday girl Robin.
Good morning. He's got me digging through something. Sorry, y'all. Good morning.
Well, just your purse. I mean, that's just...
It took forever.
I know. Anyway, I want to welcome our new sponsors. I want to say happy birthday to my beautiful wife. I might sing to you later.
Thank you, but no thank you. Thank you for the birthday. Don't sing.
Don't sing?
Don't sing. You can sing later off the air.
Well, that's... Now you've just issued a challenge. But that's okay. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Chris.
Oh, listen.
Oh, boy, she sounds happy, doesn't she?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I'm another year older, and I'm so happy to be here.
Actually, it's really funny. My two great-grandparents, my grandmother's parents, both died at 56 years old. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So for my grandmother, from as long as I can remember, as long as my parents could remember, she always said she was going to die at 56. Okay? Which she said until she was 86, 30 years later, I'm still going to die at 56. But I am now out of my 56th year and into my 57th, and I'm a very happy person.
There you go.
And I know it's just weird superstitions, but...
Well, I mean, it's something that was passed down and thought about and talked about in your family, and so, you know, that's like my parents both died at age 80. That's why I said, you know, when I met you, the way I was going to go out was there was going to be 6 inches of snow on the ground somewhere. I'm going to have just harvested a large antlerless animal of some kind, or antlered animal of some kind, whether it was a caribou or a moose or a big white tail or something like that. And as I walked up to the carcass and drew my knife, they were going to find both bodies together. I was going to be draped over this beautiful animal with my knife frozen in my hand.
unless I was in bear country. And then I really didn't care if a bear ate me or not, or ate both of us. But you didn't seem to like that idea.
Uh-uh.
Such happy conversation.
Well, sure, why not?
We changed that thing after we got together.
Yeah, she made me change it to wanting to live forever with her.
So, we're all good now.
I'm still reconsidering a bear.
Well, after the quarantine, I was considering the bear for you, too.
Ooh, feel the love.
Isn't it good?
Oh, yeah. Be kind to him, Robin, because remember, you know, he gives you sparkly things.
He already did this morning. Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got some earrings and a necklace.
Hence the nickname Sparky.
Exactly.
What did you call me the day I said, I'd rather you call me that?
Luscious.
No.
Oh. Can't repeat it on the air.
No. Bubby.
Bubby, yeah, I called you Bubby.
I like that.
That's kind of an endearing term. I think it's
Jewish.
I think it's Yiddish, yeah, for grandmother.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like that, though.
Yeah, grandmother.
It just sounds more endearing than Sparky.
Nah, I like Sparky. Mm. Wasn't that the name of the mule in Little Abner?
I don't remember. I remember Little Abner. I read the cartoon all the time. I do not remember the name of his mule.
You're going to have to Google Sparky the Mule.
The only mule I remember was Francis the Talking Mule, if you remember those.
Oh, I remember Francis the Talking Mule.
With Donald O'Connor.
Yeah.
And I remember Mr. Ed. I was just thinking about that the other day.
Horse is a horse, of course.
Chris, it has been so much fun. Schoolwork is done.
Mm-hmm.
So, in between Harry Potter movies with my little 10-year-old granddaughter, kind of that I have been watching, I make her watch old TV shows with me to see if she likes them. And so far, she likes Dennis the Menace, and there was Beverly Hillbillies.
Has she seen an episode of Hazel?
Not yet. I loved Hazel. Yeah, I absolutely.
Of course, there's Bewitched and I Dream of Jeannie.
Mm-hmm. And yes. I tried to find Gilligan's Island, but you got to pay for Gilligan's Island.
Yeah. Why do you have to pay for Gilligan's
Island? Because I couldn't find it.
It was a three-hour tour on a charter boat. That's why
I know you had to pay
it.
For that. Yeah. I can't find it where you don't have to pay for it, so we're not paying for that one. And Family Affair, no, she couldn't really get into.
Why are we talking about the alternative media to the radio when we're on the radio?
We're just having fun. It's birthday day. I can do what I want.
And we're talking about old things.
Old things.
Well, then it fits.
Yes.
It's apropos. What do you think, Bree? You okay over there?
I'm here.
You're here? She was fun, wasn't she?
The thorn to my side, but
the
I love
thorn
her.
To your side, but you love her. That's right. Oh, let's see. What time we got here? What time is it? I think we have to do our first break, and then we'll come back with a little more. Any callers there, Chris? I'm sorry. Chris was on the air there. Any callers there, Aaron? I apologize, brother. Okay, Gary, but didn't want to go on the air. Gotcha. No problem at all. All right. Well, I hope Backyard Billy's open house was successful. I hope some of you were able to make it and take advantage of some of the great deals that they had there on their furniture and all that stuff. There are still some deals through May. If you folks want to, you know, head out there to Graysonville and Kent Narrows and visit our friends at Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, there's every kind of table and chair available for your backyard and that great poly stuff, you know, that lasts forever, stays outside, lasts forever, and easy to clean, stays colorful. No wood rot, no nothing, and it's good stuff. Don't forget the Adirondack chairs, too. At least 1,000 of them in stock. And then for the backyard, they've got storage sheds. They've got greenhouses, pergolas, gazebos, gym sets. All the big stuff is free delivery within 60 miles and free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Delaware and Maryland beaches, and they even have chicken coops and dog kennels. So they do. Bree, they've got chicken coops at Backyard Bill.
I'm going to extend mine here soon.
You're going to extend it? How many chickens do you have now?
Two adults, two adult ducks and 8 babies and 3 baby ducks.
3 baby. No.
Yeah, don't ask.
Okay, well.
Somehow.
Somehow you got 3 baby ducks and didn't know how they got there.
Brinley got me.
Oh, okay.
She asked.
She asked and you said, okay. Now, when a 4-year-old asks for a duck, I mean, there's worse things, right?
Her father loves them more than I do.
Oh, my. All right. Well, back to the commercial. Anything and everything for your backyard. And don't forget, the Hearth America part of Backyard Billy's is the one that carries all the inserts, you know, the pellet, gas, electric, or wood inserts, and the freestanding wood or pellet stoves, which are great. So why not stop by? BackyardBillys.com is the website. Hearth America is the Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week, Route 50. At exit 44B, if you're coming from the Bay Bridge. Evans Avenue is the name of the exit. Yep, it's Graysonville, that's for sure. So you get off the exit, stay right, turn right on Drummer Drive, and you'll be right there. You're going to go around it. You're going to see it on your right. You're going to keep off to the right, and you're going to see it on the right when you make that turn. So very easy to get to Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and Backyard Billy's themselves, making backyards great again. That's for sure. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, has everything and anything for fishing and crabbing, especially live bait, minnows, crab bait, frozen bait, you name it, they've got it. Rods and reels, Fluger and Shakespeare, the Ugly Stick too. As a matter of fact, I did take a mental health day and go fishing on Thursday. I'll tell you a little bit more about that. My Fluger, President Reels outfished I can't remember what kind of reel it is, but it used to be Zebco. What is it now? Quantum or something?
Oh, don't ask me.
Oh, anyway.
I'm not good with names.
Yeah, the first cast, the bail came out of the bail connection on the, so that one almost went overboard, but we were able to salvage the day. But the Fluger President saved the day. So it's a good reel, reasonable price. Don't forget the collection of St. Croix fishing rods, too. They got kids' combos, rod and reel combos, all the terminal tackle, all the lures for any kind of fishing you want to do. That's ClydeSportsShop.com. ClydeSportsShop.com. I've been around since 1957, seven days a week. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Again, it's 410-242-6108. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
He showed me how to cast a line where the whitetail live and how to read their sign. He'd lean my gun up against a tree so he could hold a barbed wire fence for me. Yeah, I learned a lot from watching his ways, like how to hunt smart and how to be safe. He said, one of these days, son, you'll be grown. Remember what I taught you and pass it on. Pass it on in the name of conservation. Pass it on.
Bree, that's what Pop-Pop's going to do. Pass it on.
I know you are.
Yes, ma'am. I sure am. No question. So, all right. Let's continue on this down this path a little bit. How about hitting us with cut number two there, Aaron?
I hope I can call back again because I love you two very much.
Sure you can.
Always.
Anytime.
Anytime you want.
I got to tell you, too, Alan, you got a gorgeous old lady, man. I say that with a lot of respect. Good-looking chick. Take care of her, man.
I know.
Robin, I'm sorry. I'm just going back. I'm my hippie days. I'm sorry. Girls were chicks and all. You're a very pretty lady.
Guess what? I miss all that. I miss chivalry. I miss all that. I think women who have gone so far to the left or whatever about, you know, it's all about me and me, you know, all that stuff, okay?
Yeah.
I think they are missing out on some of the nicest things that have ever happened to women in their entire lives, and you felt appreciated. I miss it. I don't miss it from him because he's awesome about it. But
well, I think I'm going to get off, but I think God gave us the greatest gift he gave us as a woman.
Exactly.
Especially when there's true love involved. And I said this when I first called you a couple of years ago when Alan was so distressed and anxious, and God sent this angel to him.
That is true.
And I believe it because I remember the anxiety, Alan, in your voice. And you'll remember what you said when I say this. Well, she died and answered prayer, but it wasn't my prayer. And I know exactly what you mean.
That's true.
I'm so glad that God blessed you with this lovely, caring woman.
I'm very blessed.
All right. Hey, peace and love, baby. I'll call you in a couple weeks.
Peace and love,
baby. Sounds great. Have a great one.
Thanks,
be safe, John.
Yep. Cut three. You grew up watching Looney Tunes. I mean, I did. Bugs Bunny. And Porky Pig.
Oh, I knew this was coming.
And Elmer Fudd. And Daffy Duck. And Chris, you've got the clip in there. I want you to get this ready. Now, I want you to play the Elmer Fudd, Daffy Duck. Elmer Fudd is still hunting wabbits.
You know, I still say wabbit because of Elmer Fudd.
I know, and I do use that all the time. Be very, very quiet.
Yeah, he does.
I know.
Overkill.
But guess what? They've taken Elmer's gun away. He is no longer carrying his guns. It's a HBO Max platform. And nobody's going to have guns. Yosemite Sam's not going to have his double pistols anymore.
I wouldn't watch HBO if my...
Nope. Peter Braungart, the executive producer and showrunner of the series, said, "We're not doing guns. But we could do cartoony violence, TNT, the Acme stuff, all that was kind of grandfathered in. So you can blow something up, and nobody ever gets hurt when they blow something up. And I don't know that anything's ever been shot by Yosemite Sam or Elmer Fudd, but Mr. Braungart, we're not doing guns. Guess what? We're not doing HBO Max. How do you like that, dude?"
He's also the one that took off Gone with the Wind, so...
Oh, really? They're the ones that took off Gone with the Wind?
That's the reason I said I wouldn't watch them
anymore. Well, that's stupid. That's just stupid.
They're going to put it back with a caveat.
Why? What's the caveat? Who cares? It's a classic. Anyway.
Let's just...
Well, it's the same thing with the country group. Lady Antebellum is now called...
Now Lady A. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Nope.
Why don't we just act like nothing ever happened in the past, okay, and just forget all about it so we don't learn from it? You know, I mean, just toss it all away. It never happened, so we know we're not going to remember the things we should have learned in the first place.
Ugh. Boy, you're not woke.
No, you know how I am about it right now.
You're just not woke. So, somebody who is woke is Tom. He said, "Happy birthday, Robin."
Thank you, Tom.
And he said, "Elmer lost his gun." And he said, "Social justice at the best, at best."
I believe in equal rights. I believe in all that good stuff. But you can't take away history and act like it never happened. Because if you do that and you scrub us all clean, nobody in the long run will remember what we learned.
It's called the cancel culture. They're decapitating
Christopher Columbus.
Christopher Columbus. They're tearing down all the statues of the... heroes of the Confederacy. It's absolutely amazing to me.
It's not amazing to me. It's sickening to me.
There you go, Rami. Those views never changed. So let's talk to Chris in West Virginia. Morning, Chris. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan.
Good morning. What's on your mind?
I don't know what to say other than, buddy, I'm so sorry to hear about your loss for you and your family, and still in my prayers, you always have been. And
thank you.
It's great to hear these clips from your dear wife, Miss Robin, and thank you very much for still showing up. Had to take a lot, and a great deal of respect for you there, Alan.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I could have. We got a couple shows in the can, a couple interviews with DNR. You know, fisheries and waterfowl and all that stuff, and we got those recordings as well. You know, we could have just gone ahead and played that, but you know what?
She wouldn't have wanted you to.
That's right.
Mm-mm.
No.
Wanted us to keep moving forward.
I just got a text that said, "You sound like your mom on the air."
This week has shown how much I'm like my mother. It scares me.
How many times have I heard you say, "I'm turning into my mom this week"?
God. It's scaring the crap out of me. Really scaring the crap out of me. I always said that we were so much alike, but so different.
Yeah.
You're finding more out,
aren't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And your little daughter. Oh, mini me for Gamma.
Oh, she's left us with her.
Yes, she has. I'll agree with
she
that.
She is a mini mom who...
Yeah.
Cannot turn her brain off.
Nope.
And opinionated.
Oh, my gosh. There's no question. She at four? Yeah. She is. She is. She looked, you know, the other day at T-ball, she looked up at me and she said, "Gamma's in heaven."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Gamma went to live with Jesus." And she just kind of looked at me and then it was like light bulb came on and mm-hmm. she got it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So it was very good. So, Chris, thank you for the call. Anything else on your mind there, buddy?
Nah, that's all I got for you, buddy. God bless you, and just give you my best.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you. Let's keep on keeping on, bud.
Yep. Well, let me say hi to Teddy. I'm sure he's praying for you too, buddy.
Oh, he is. He's been texting me here recently, so that's good. Yep.
You guys take care.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. Sounds good. Any callers on the line there, Mr. Aaron? All caught up. We're still giving fish and tackle away at the end of the month. Tackle Box Tim Sherman, High Tide Lures, perch packages for May. So we'll give that away last Saturday. That will probably be like Memorial Day weekend. So all you got to do is call in, leave your name and number. Today only, you don't have to go on the air with me unless you really want to. So let's see how we're doing time-wise here. I think we're okay. Do we need a break yet? Are we good? Okay. Let's do cut five. If you're just joining us and haven't been listening earlier, it is Robin's birthday, my co-host and my beautiful wife. Hi, baby.
Hi, babe. Thank
happy
you very
birthday.
Much. I know. Thank you.
And you poo-pooed me singing happy birthday.
And I still will poo-poo you singing happy birthday.
You don't want me to sing happy birthday to you?
No.
Okay, thank you for holding.
You sure?
Yes.
How about the male version of the Marilyn Monroe happy birthday to the president?
No, nobody can do it like Marilyn.
Happy
I don't care.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay. Okay, you got callers on the line.
Happy birthday, Miss Robin. Happy birthday to you.
To you. I love you, too.
Let's talk to Bruce. Good morning, Bruce. How you doing?
Good morning. Happy birthday, Robin.
Thank you so much.
I kind of like Marilyn Monroe singing that song better, but you did a pretty good job.
I don't know. Those two guys, they got me this morning. I like it. They got me verklempt.
Verklempt, huh?
Verklempt.
Okay. We got her verklempt, didn't we, Bree? We have fun on this show. You didn't know that, did you?
I listened when I could wake up.
When you could wake up. Yeah. Well, now you're part of it.
It's just nice to hear her so happy.
I know. So. I expect to see you here every Saturday.
Every Saturday?
Well, every now and then.
I can for sure call in. But I don't know about every Saturday.
Gonna take the easy way out, huh? All right, that's fine.
You sneak out of my house so the kids don't hear me in the morning.
I imagine that's a challenge.
Very convoluted this morning.
Was it? You didn't wake them up, did you?
No, but what? The dogs are getting ready to.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, you got a husband at home to deal with that. That's
yep.
Hey, I'm going to remind you about Backyard Billy's, and you know, it's just been hot. We haven't had the fireplace on a couple of times during the evening when it dropped into the 50s and, you know, a little lower. Had come on, but it's set for, you know, on auto, so when it only takes a minute or two for the room to heat back up to, you know, comfortable temperature. And when I let the dogs out, you know, I leave the back door open and they, you know, the room, all the heat in the room just whew, goes out. But, And the fireplace will just pop right back on. How does that happen? Well, it's a gas fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You know, we shopped around a long time to find the right fireplace insert for this hole in the wall that we had back here. And we had one picked out on Delmarva. We had one picked out elsewhere. And we just weren't happy. Just weren't. Just there was something in the deal that was just not working. When we got to Backyard Billy's, their service, well, their knowledge, not so their service. Their service is great. We've had this thing serviced a couple of times. But their knowledge, their number of products, their prices, the knowledge of the people and the friendliness of the staff was just overwhelming. So we decided we're going to go with Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And they helped with the stone installation, the hearth, mantle, all the chimney work. They did everything, and it was just fantastic. So Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency and other top brands. And you can check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves as well as for your primary or alternative heat source. Inserts come in pellet, gas, electric, or wood from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Look, we're getting into some warmer weather. Spring's here, summer's right around the corner, but now's the time to shop. Mm-hmm. End of season, savings are going to be there. You're going to be able to plan everything, and by the time next cold time comes around, you'll be ready to go. Why not? BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Backyard Billies is open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. Graysonville exit. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Time to consider it. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Never ever thinking there was danger in the water they were drinking, they just guzzled it down. Never dreaming that a scheming sheriff and his posse was watching them and gathering around. Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, jumping fences, dodging trees and trying to get away. Contemplating nothing but escaping, finally making it. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
There weren't many special requests from her, but she liked this one, you know.
She did sure. Like that song.
Yep. All right. Well, we've got a special treat on here. We've got Mark and John. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
John
How
or Mark?
Yep.
That's, John was first, Mark was second, correct?
Yes. In birth or on the radio?
I can't imagine how close you were in birth.
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Okay. Five. Who? Which one's the elder?
My brother is the smarter, older, better looking, better dressed one. More intelligent, too, I suspect. And my brother is not real honest.
Now, did you guys plan to call together, or is this just
just happened. I called to express my sympathy, Alan. She was such, I don't have to tell you, she was just lovely, such a nice person.
That's correct. That is correct.
I wanted to give you my condolences, too. One day I'm going to be in the same boat as you. I just don't know when. I don't go into it. I'll tell you one day.
That's fine. I understand, John. I really do. Yep. Indeed. And I'm sorry to hear that, and we will add you and your family to our prayer list for sure. That's for sure. So, mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, I say this a lot when people suffer the loss, because I believe it to be true. You never get over your loss.
No.
But in time you learn to live with it, and Alan, you know that better than almost anybody.
Yeah. We had that conversation earlier in the week, and I think the family gets it, that, mm-hmm. you know, this brings up a lot of past memories, you know, so...
Brings back before.
Yeah, but when was it? 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in 2010. Yep. A lot of the same parallels in that whole deal. But, you know, I hesitate to say it because I just want to say that I was here for her for a reason.
Oh, yeah, 100%. You came into her life, you made her happy.
I did that, but I mean as far as dealing with the health stuff.
With the health stuff? Oh, yeah. And she knew what you were thinking, too, when this, a couple weeks ago, she's like, don't think about Kathy, it's not me. But
yeah, I know.
She was...
Yep, I know. She
knew you were thinking.
Yeah. Well, how could I help it?
I know.
Same type of issues, you know. Yep. So, but thank you, guys. We do... The family appreciates everyone out there that, you know, we had to, because she has so many people, and I mean, literally hundreds and thousands of people, we had to put her on social media. And on my page alone, there were, what did I tell you, 250
something
reactions and same amount of comments. I mean, it was just... Unbelievable. I haven't looked at the number to see how many people were actually reached, but you had the same situation. Your page,
mm-hmm.
her sister, you know, has a whole nother circle of friends, but they overlap.
Mm-hmm.
They were two years or 3 years apart. I can't remember.
Oh, you're going to get me lying.
I think three, but I'm not sure.
I think they're three.
Yeah. But
I think they're three.
Overlapping circle of friends, and then the hospital people, and the
mm-hmm.
the friends of friends, and so, I mean, it's just, you know, she had lots of friends, but she had two really close, tight friends, and they are hurting the worst, and we send out our prayers for them and their families, so.
And she loved all her listeners.
Oh, my gosh.
All her listeners. She would go on and on and on about individuals' names, and I'd look at her like, Mom, I have no idea who you're talking about.
Yeah.
But she knew everybody, and she knew everybody's lives and families and histories. And
that's true.
I acted like I knew what she was talking about, but...
Yeah. Well, she was on here for quite a while. I mean, until she got really, really sick last year. It's been like...
May.
In May. We've basically had her 11 months that we probably shouldn't have.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
You know, so we've got 11 more months of her.
Then, chaos.
Seriously, I mean, she was told.
In May
of last year, right before Memorial Day,
mm-hmm.
that had she gone to bed that night with her,
she wouldn't have been there.
She wouldn't have been there the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's where we're operating from. Not the pneumonia and not the flu 2 months ago, but 11 months ago. So.
Oh, yeah. I think she was preparing us one way or another. I think she knew in the heart and deep in her heart, but
I think so.
When you sit back and think about it, but
which I don't want to do.
No, but maybe I'm just numb right now. I think that's where I'm at. I'm numb, but
you get that way.
Mm-hmm.
You well, do. So
I won't lie. I've been hiding from everybody. So
yes, you have.
Once I have to people tomorrow, or no, tomorrow's Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Monday. I don't know how it'll be, but once oh, I got need... once I got to get people.
Yeah, be... get people work. Yeah,
yeah. I it'll be it. Fun.
No, probably not. So. All right.
Our thoughts are with you.
John, thank you. Mark, thank you.
Same here.
All right. Hang in there, guys. Thank you so much. Here's somebody who we haven't heard from. We don't know whatever happened, but we're going to play cut six. And here's another
question. Well, I called in for one specific reason, and that is to wish Robin happy birthday.
Thank you, Fran, very much. Just hearing from you.
And I want to say to the women that listen to the show, you should call a little more often and show support for Robin. And I'm going to say this. You know, for every birthday that you have, you can see a future for your dreams and your passions and things that you would like to accomplish. But, you know, one thing I'm going to say about Robin, I have observed her, and she came into your life, Alan, at a perfect timing.
No
and
question.
I didn't see it at the time.
Ah.
I do see it now, and I'll tell you why. A lot of the things that meant a lot to you, that your heart was in, you know, no longer exist. And my heart was in a lot of those same things, too. And when your life is about to change drastically with certain things that you put your heart in, you need someone to be in your life that can show you new interests or a different angle to the interests of your hunting and what have you.
No question.
And that is exactly what she did. That's why I say her timing, or the timing fate had, I'll put it that way, was perfect. And she has been there for you, and I've watched her when she was in pain, when she was sick, when her arms hurt, her shoulder hurt, that virus thing she got. You know, she has pushed herself to still try to be there for you.
Yep.
And so that is something that you really needed in your life, because we miss all the things. I think about, you know, the camel day, the banquets, even your old truck. I love that truck, because we all were counting how many miles you could put on it.
Wound up with 236,000 and then sold it to Bill Miles.
We were all rooting for that truck, you know.
Yeah.
And we missed hearing about the dog that used to greet you when you come home.
Yeah.
Hunting trips with your grandson. And all those things seem to, like, kind of vanished, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I say her timing, or the timing fate did for her to come into your life, and what she has done to keep you from being depressed or feel, you know, like things didn't go the way we hoped, was perfect.
Yes, indeed. Our favorite song is The Keeper of the Stars.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, indeed. And The Keeper of the Stars is the one that brought us together. So, and we know it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and acknowledge it. It's not like we, you know.
It was perfect timing for both of us.
It was.
Right. Well,
so,
like I said, you women out there in the listening audience, I know you have family, friends, whatever. I'm pretty sure that Robin would like to hear from some of the women.
Yeah, me too, baby. I want to hear from all the women
feel,
out there.
You know, to feel, you know, that she's got their support, too.
So, oh, I feel everybody's support. I feel good.
I'm not in your private life. I mean to acknowledge it on the show sometimes.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
I tell you, the first time I came on the show, I was terrified. I wouldn't say a word. Do you remember that?
I do remember.
Now you can't shut me up.
That's true, too.
I remember when you first started on the show.
The first day, I was terrified. I'd never been in a studio. I had never seen a microphone. I was...
You've adapted pretty well.
Maybe too much.
You've come a long way, babe.
You came a long way, baby.
All right.
Fran, you didn't hear me, but I said while you were in the middle of it there, I said, yeah, I want to hear from all the women out there.
Uh-huh.
Hey, thank you, girl. I appreciate it. We'll talk soon. All right.
What do you think of that, Bree?
I like how all of these are mom's birthday, because she was all about her birthday.
Her birthday month?
It wasn't just a day. It was a month.
It wasn't,
it wasn't
month.
A week.
Nope.
It was a month.
Her birthday. My birthday's coming up. What are we going to do for my birthday? You know, my birthday's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Over and over and over.
Over and over and over.
Where are we going?
Where are we going for?
Where are we
going
to go eat?
Exactly.
She would start searching restaurants like
2 months ahead of time.
2 months ahead of
at
time.
At least, yeah.
And change her mind 4 times.
Well, we did go to the casino there a couple of times over in New Jersey. And she just loved it.
I know.
You know, she just loved it.
That was her thing.
That was inherited too.
That was inherited.
That's going to skip a generation as well. Brinley will be the casino girl.
Oh God, no. Mm-mm.
Ah, yes, indeed.
It skipped me. I am not her. Oh, her and Grandmommy. Casinos, well, and bingo. I do like bingo.
I
will play some bingo.
Okay, good. Good. We're almost out of time for this hour. We got all our spots in, didn't we there, Aaron?
Yes, we did. And just wanted to let you know that Bob Zeman called in, just entered in the contest, and also wanted to pay his condolences.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, good. Yeah, we got a nice – we're getting texts from people all over the place. Thank you, Randy, for the text. I like the picture, too. That's very nice. Very nice. I appreciate that. It was good seeing you the other day, too. So saw Randy at – somewhere. Hey, well, there's the music, folks. Listen, we got more in the next hour. I think you're going to enjoy it. Get out, stay out, stay safe. Remember what I told you about loving your family. Give them a hug. Tell them you love them. It's very important. Isn't it?
It is.
Don't remember, I mean, always remember, don't remember, good grief. Always remember to love the Lord. We'll see you after the break.